give me courage to love. Know the secret of us. Don't hurry, my love. Nothing good gets away. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Vahu suparna sayuja sakaya samanam vrikram parishwasva.
ॐ शांति. द्वा सुपर्णा सयुजा सुखाया समानम वृक्षम परिश स्वजाते. Two birds, they are inseparable companions. They perch on the same tree. One eats the fruit, the other looks on. The first bird is our individual self, feeding on the pleasures and pains of this world. The other is the universal self, silently witnessing all. This is the most famous analogy given in Upanishads, the analogy of two birds. One bird is at the lower branch of the tree. Another bird is at the top. The lower bird is eating fruit, sometime bitter fruit, sometime sweet fruit. When it eats bitter fruit, it is unhappy. And when it eats sweet fruits, it is happy. And every time it eats any fruit, the lower bird looks up and the higher bird is not eating. And the higher bird is calm. And the higher bird is situated in equipoise, in the stage of equanimity, undisturbed, unruffled. And what happens? The lower bird keeps climbing the branches and goes up and up and up till the time it reaches the same place where the upper bird was sitting. And it realizes that this upper bird is none but me. And this lower bird was the reflection of the upper bird. Dva suparna sayuja sakhaya samanam vriksha parishva jate. This is the higher stage. This is the lower stage. It is the same individual self. When it's lost in the pain and pleasures of this world, forgets the original stage. And when we reach that original stage, what happens? Just in tune, resonating with the beat of the world, like the moon effervescent with the pulse of the earth. Give me courage to love. Know the secret of all. Don't hurry, my love. Nothing good gets away. And the realization is of Shakti. Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham. So that was a beautiful song which was played just now. At the lower stage of consciousness, we suffer. At higher stage of consciousness, we are free from suffering. At lower stage of consciousness, the world appears real. At higher stage of consciousness, everything appears merely as a dream. And we remain unattached, unaffected, undisturbed. The goal is to stay like that upper bird, even though coming in contact with everything and everyone, we remain intact. That is higher consciousness. Lower consciousness, we suffer. And Baba is teaching us higher consciousness. Baba wants us to become that upper bird. So the journey is from gross to subtle, from subtle to the subtlest. This is the gross world, sthul vatan. And from this gross world, five elements, everything is gross. And when we want to go from this gross world to the subtle world, everything should become subtle, then only we can experience this subtle world. Soul resides in two bodies, one gross body, another is subtle body, astral body, angelic body, light body, rainbow body, whatever name you call it, casual body. What is this subtle body? Subtle body is made up of subtle thoughts, subtle passions, subtle vibrations, subtle molecules, subtle whatever you call it, quanta. When scientists understood that there is something which is not atom and which is not even particle, so they discovered a new word, quanta. So this subtle body will give us the experience of the subtle world. So from gross, the journey starts towards the subtle. From gross, we go towards subtle. And if you want to experience Paramdham, that is the subtlest. Ati Sukshma. Everything should become very subtle. With this lower consciousness, you cannot have experience of Paramdham. First, you have to enter into the subtle body and experience that subtle body. And the experience of the subtle body is in this angelic world. And then drop even this subtle body and enter. This is Nirakar, incorporeal world. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, I come from that incorporeal world. And I take you to that incorporeal world. So, in order to have these divine experiences, simply contemplation of knowledge, manan, simply churning of knowledge is not going to help. Something else is needed. Something more is needed. And from today onwards, we are beginning a new series. In that series, we are going to cover all the divine messages of the subtle world. In fact, these are not divine messages, but this is like a divine play, a divine romance, the romance with the divine, the romance with the ultimate, the love affair with God. The love affair with off-orbit beings. The love affair with off-orbit beings. The love affair with angels. The love affair with spiritual beings. The love affair with beings of light. So when we become beings of light, we can experience that angelic world. So this series, we are going to see, there are many messages which have come. These are channeled messages. These are not messages where somebody is sitting and churning knowledge and bringing the messages. These are divine messages. These are spiritual messages. These are messages not of this world, but they are bringing news from some other world. This is the newspaper of subtle world. This is the love letter from the subtle world. So these are different love letters which have come from the subtle world. And if you want to understand these love letters, first you have to enter that subtle body, that divine body, that body of light. And with this grossness, you cannot experience. You have to enter into subtleties. The subtler the mind, it can grasp things. And for this, you need tremendous concentration. Extreme concentration to experience anything which is spiritual. So, we are going to begin from the last message. So, this is the Avyakta message of 18th April 2013. The trans messenger is going to the subtle world. Most of the messages are channeled through Dadi Gulzar. In every message, the trans messenger is reaching the subtle world. And there are some strange, weird experiences. Sometimes you feel you don't believe them. Sometimes light here and light there, and there is a mountain of light, something or other. But there is a deep meaning hidden in each one of these messages. And in this series, we are going to see every day one such message, and the dip and the depth and the hidden meaning and the connotation in each of these messages. So, there is no English translation available of this book. First thing. So, each one of you can get this book from the literature department. And from today onwards, we are beginning from the last message. These messages are only till 2013. There are messages even after that, but those messages are then in those Avyakt Murli books. They have yet not been compiled. So, let us begin. So here Baba says, there are many things. First the Sandeshi is going, and the Baba is, every time Baba is welcoming Sandeshi and giving different self-respects. You are this, you are that, you are like this, you are like that. We will just take some drill out of these messages. Because these messages of the subtle world, of the angelic world, of the casual world, of the light world, of the rainbow world, of the astral world, should become of this world, of this gross world, of this mundane world, of this planet where we stay. Otherwise, these are, what is the use? If I don't convert these messages into some drills, into some practice, into some experience, some deep experience. You know what is Gyan? The definition of Gyan. Gyan is not about reading Murli. The things which are given in Murli, that is not Gyan. Gyan is something else. Whatever we are listening, whatever we are hearing, whatever we are reading in books, whatever even God is saying, that everything is just information. Snippets of informations. Then what is Gyan then? Somebody has given class. The class is wonderful. We say it's so beautiful, Gyan. That is not Gyan. That is just bits, pieces of information. All Murli, Sakar and Avyakta. These are information, Suchana. Then what is Gyan? When this Suchana, when this information is coupled with experience, that becomes my Gyan. That becomes Gyan for me. It may not become for somebody else. When I experience a single statement of the Murli, just a single statement, till the time I experience it is just information, nothing else. It might be very attractive, the words are beautiful, but it is just mere information. Information plus experience is Gyan. Gyan is sadhana. Gyan is to be achieved. Gyan you cannot get by just reading. Reading can be one of the means of reaching that Gyan. One single line can become an enlightenment. One single line from Murli. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, Pavitrata is there, then there is happiness. Just a single statement somewhere in the Murli. Purity, happiness. Fill yourself with Amrit Vela, with so much divine love that you don't have any attraction for any creature of this world. You have read this statement as slogan. But this is just a piece of information. Unless and until I get that divine experience at Amrit Vela and I lose the consciousness of the body, the bomb of soul consciousness should fall upon the consciousness and the body consciousness drops. And you realize that God alone is real. Everything is unreal. You realize that whatever I am attached to, these are but Rajju, ropes of Vasana, nothing else. These are but the strings of attachments. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, what to love this body? It was a very dramatic statement. Explanation mark. What to love this body? Be videhi. So what Baba is saying? Sab ashariri sthiti mein lavleen the. Kuch samay ke baad Baba bole bachi. जैसे बाप दादा की दृष्टि से सेकंड में अशरीर स्थिति का अनुभव कर रहे हो, ऐसे सेवा में रहते भी शक्तिशाली स्थिति की स्टेज से अशरीरी भव का मन को ऑर्डर दो और सेकंड में अशरीरी बन जाओ। जैसे बाप दादा की दृष्टि से सेकंड में अशरीर स्थिति का अनुभव कर रहे हो, जस्ट एज बाबा गिव्स यू दृष्टि एंड यू बिकम बॉडीलेस, नॉट जस्ट बिकम, यू एक्सपीरियंस बॉडीलेसनेस in the similar manner, whilst you work, whilst you are in the your busiest environment, keep your stage powerful. Ashariri bhav ka man ko order do. So today's work, today's job is, today's drill, today's abhyas, today's sadhana. We are sadhaks. Ordering mind, be bodiless. So this is today's drill. And when you have to do this, not at Amrit Vela, not in the evening yoga, not when you are totally silent, in undisturbed by anything, when you are extremely busy, when thousands of people are coming and shouting and interacting and there is a hustle and bustle of this world, when you are in the extreme of activities, at that time, statue. When you have to do this practice, when you are extremely busy. What about those who are never busy? They should become busy. Because this life is for karma yoga. It is not just for sitting and doing yoga. Our real yoga is karma yoga. The real Raj Yoga is moving Raj Yoga. So, today's drill is this. Be bodiless. How much time? In 1 second. So what is the method of becoming bodiless? How to become bodiless in 1 second? There was one Murli where Baba had given 4 methods of becoming bodiless. First is Preet. Second is Meet. Third is Geet. And fourth is Reet. The first method is Preet. Love of God. Fill yourself so much with that love, so much with that love, that automatically you get detached. You understand the futility of getting attached to one particular person. You understand the futility of developing, of nurturing hatred for somebody, because you are the ultimate sufferer in both the cases. You keep on suffering, suffering and suffering. And we have seen in our lives that whenever I am attached to somebody, I develop expectations from that person. And that person doesn't fulfill. And then I become sorrowful. We also develop expectations from God, but then we never become sorrowful. The greatest gifts of God are unanswered prayers. Somebody says, the greatest gift from God is unanswered prayers. Even in his silence, there is no breaking of heart. We still love him because he is like that. But human beings, they are limited beings. And we become limited when we come in contact with them. So, the first method to become bodiless is to get lost in that divine love. When you get lost in that love, you lose the consciousness of body. You lose the consciousness of this world. You don't want anything of this world. Everything appears futile, everything appears worthless. Except him, that point of light. He is Praneshwar, he is the Ishwar, God of Prana also. You get sustained by that pranic energy from Praneshwar. So develop, understand, love. In one of the Sundays of Avyakta Murli, I think, day before or something, Baba said last time only, Roshni and Shakti. He is Gyan Surya. He is son of knowledge. So take power and light from him. This is such a good drill. You sit in front of that point of light and feel as if power and light is coming. Power and light is coming. And the awakening is happening here. And the darkness is going away. And I am becoming more and more powerful. I am becoming more and more light. And the light is spreading, entering, permeating, suffusing the entire system, the entire brain. And the new pathways are getting created, neuroplasticity. So fill with his love. Compare his love and the love of persons. What I have achieved from husband, wife, children, mother, father, grandson, grandchild, and what I am achieving from God. Here is frustration. Here is unhappiness. Utter sorrow, utter suffering. On the outside it appears, everything appears so good. But tell me one father who is happy. Is there any father in the whole world who is happy? Not a single father. His son will trample his expectations under his feet. And still, father clings to the son. My son will do this for me and do that for me. And the son is unbothered. Divine love is supreme. Divine love is highest. Divine love is most powerful. The love affair with the unseen. The love affair with the providence, the divine providence. So first method is Preet, love. The second method is Meet. You know, when two friends meet together, they can spend the whole night together talking and they forget time. They forget everything. There's an energetic connection between two. Similar manner, God is our divine friend. He is our meet. He is our beloved. Have I really experienced him as my friend, as my everything, as my be all and end all? The divine deep intimacy. This is not physical intimacy. This is not emotional intimacy. This is not intellectual intimacy. This is spiritual intimacy with him. Sit. Give your mind a time. Oh mind, sit and talk with him for 1 hour. What you will talk? Describe what all things are happening in your world to him. He is eager to listen. He says, why don't you tell me? I want news. So sharing of news. Rather than sharing your news with people of this world who don't respond you, who make you unhappy, who block you, he will never put your number in block list. He will never put your number in reject list. Rather, you are the priority for him. Rather, you are everything for him, he says. I am ready. Not just you. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, don't think that I am your father, I am the father of the whole world. So meet, make him your beloved. In this process, you become bodiless. So throughout the day, at different intervals, whenever you get time, just close your eyes and start talking with him. Tell Baba, Baba, everything is all right till now. Thanks for that. Everything is all right till now. I don't know what is going to happen the next moment. So meet. The third is Geet. Geet means song. Have you seen singers, how they sing? When they sing, are they aware of heat, cold, temperature, fan is not working, AC is not working? They have no awareness of anything. The real singers, huh? They get lost in the song. Get lost in the divine song. Get lost in the divine music. The music that comes from the world above. The music that is not of this world. That music which is wordless music. That music which takes you to the gateless gate. The soundless sound. The bottomless bottom. Divine music. Be sit, be silent and try to listen to that music. Just close your eyes and feel the music is around you, resonating, reverberating, the divine symphonium. Let your soul's music sink with the divine music. These ears are not needed for that music. That is anhad, unstruck music. So, Geet, sing His glory. Sing your own glory. Sing the glory of this Brahmin life. Sing the glory of your virtues, His virtues, and everything that you have got in life. So, Geet. And last is Reet. What is Reet? Reet is methodology. You devise your own methods to become bodiless. There is no one universal method to become bodiless for everyone. Everybody is different. Every body is different. No two bodies are similar. No two persons are similar. No two souls are similar. So how can there be one universal method for all? You have to devise your own methods. This is what is spiritual journey, spiritual odyssey, spiritual path. So, what is today's homework? Bodiless. When you are body, you are filled of vasana. When you are bodiless, you are in nirvasana. Bodiless takes you towards nirvasana, passion-free state. Bodied experience takes you towards vasana, passions. The aim is nirvasana, desirelessness. The aim is to stay in that stage for a long time and experience that divinity. Om Shanti.